You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to the Combination Defense Podcast. Here's our host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the podcast. I'm so excited you decided to join us. Today, we're going to talk about kind of a special combination defense or junk defense that we'll talk about. A couple of these over the next couple of weeks, they're probably going to be ones you haven't heard of. We refer to this as kind of 10X. We can call it banana, or I don't know, it doesn't really matter what you call it. But how did we develop it? Well, I don't know, this is probably 5 or 6 years ago. We played a team, and they'd beaten us. They had scored a lot of points. I think they had scored in the mid to high 70s a couple times, had a couple D1 guys, beat us by 8 and 14 or 15 points, couple Division I players, and we had lost to them. So we didn't know how to stop the dribble penetration. That was our biggest issue. We got hurt by the dribble penetration, the kick out. They were very good at running dribble drive. So in order to correct that problem, we kind of came up with this defense, this combination junk defense. So we assigned, luckily, our Division I center, about 6'7", in the center, and we put him on the worst player for the other team, kind of played a one-man zone. The defense, along with the combination defenses, like our triangle two, blah, 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 all the other ones, frustrated them, and we ended up beating them 3 times. They had 2 Division I players. I think they lost 4 games and 3 of them were to us, and we held them. Though the previous year was 71 and 77. And then the following year with this 10X defense's one man zone, we ended up beating them 50. We ended up holding them to like 53 points, 50 points and 51. And it's good that, the X man is the man that's basically protecting. The zone defender is assigned to cover the worst offensive player, regardless of size. It doesn't matter. Our big guy was 6'7". Sometimes he was guarding a 5'10" guy. And it's a one man zone. We basically had him protect and stay in the paint. Statistics to look at. So there are some key statistics. Points per game. Okay. So what we want to look at is how many 3-point shots they make. How many shots do they take a game? What is their range? So we want to put it on the worst offensive player. And you hopefully can make that because you have enough film. You have enough statistics to kind of do that. But points per game, 3-point shots made, number of shots, points made, range, all those things want to go into this equation. And we usually say you don't take a foot outside the paint. We let them creep up maybe to just inside the free throw line, but we really do not want them leaving the paint area. Yes, are there some actions on the ball or ball screening, things like that? There are. And you know where you can find those? In www.combinationdefenses.com. I go through all of these, triangle and two, inverted triangle and two, box and one, diamond and one, this 10X. We'll talk about two. All of those we refer to. But this is a good one, especially if you're able to scout and especially if you're able to kind of do a deep dive into the strengths and weaknesses of all the players. Why I like this is usually there's one person. Now, I'm going to tell you there's some psychology going on here too, because you're letting that fifth player get some decent shots. You're letting that fifth player maybe shoot a 15 footer in a really big game. The psychological part of it can really mess with them as far as, am I open? Am I not open? Should I shoot this? Because they're the fifth best player, or sixth best player, or seventh best player that you're doing this 10X to, aren't used to taking high volume shots. You know, maybe they're used to taking four or five shots, and now you're letting them take eight or nine. So I think that can really play a key part of this, the psychologist part of it, you know, the psychological part of it that gets into their brains. And it's really hard in a packed gym of a couple thousand people when you're not the person that shoots to have a wide open shot. I'm just telling you, it works. And you can name it whatever you want. I'd love to hear what other people name it. We call it 10X. So again, go over and check out www.combinationdefenses.com. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.